morning, Frodo O'Toole.
Good morning. Is Bruce there?
Speaking.
Hey, Bruce. This is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good. How about you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Yeah, I just wanted to touch base with you. We sent out some finance offers to the business a couple weeks back. We do equipment finance and working capital, and we had you pre-approved for up to $250K over here based on some financing you did with Machine Bay in the past.
Didn't you get our letter?
I'm sorry?
Didn't you get our letter?
No, I didn't.
We pre-accept.
You? I'm sorry?
I'm just pulling your leg.
I was like, wait, what? You pre-accept? I got you. So I went right over my head.
Long night last night, evidently, for you, eh? But,
yeah.
We have kind of an internal joke. We get about 50 of these things a week where we're pre-approved, you know?
Yeah.
And I just told Brian, I said, pack that back and tell him we pre-accept.
You pre-accept. That's awesome. I've never heard anyone say that.
No, we're kind of conservative. We appreciate the offer. There isn't nothing going. Things are extremely slow. We're not spending 10 cents that we don't have to. But
yeah.
It's going to be a little while. Unfortunately, with this election year, man, it's really screwing things up. Our work is down to nothing.
Yeah, I've heard that from, you know, everybody. It's just right now, it's just been a weird year. I mean, a lot of people are saying the election year. Is that what you've noticed? Also, the oil, you know, is low as well.
Oil worked for a while, and we lost all of that business.
Yeah.
Crashed, and it flooded the market. To speculate and buy it, or to spend $100,000 or $200,000 on equipment, you don't even know if you can have anything. We got companies going bankrupt here, left and right here in Michigan. I mean, we did.
Yeah.
And that died up. We were doing defense work, and that died up.
Man.
Automotive is real slow because they've got most of their automation lines right now. They claim they're going gangbusters 7 days a week in the automotive business, but we don't have anything to build for them right now. It's ridiculous, and it seems like it's reflected around the country.
Yeah, it really is, though, for sure. I mean, have you ever seen it this bad before?
Well, back in 08, it was pretty slow.
Yeah.
The problem is everybody is the prices have went right through the basement. We can't hardly make any money. Seriously, we can almost make more money going to work for somebody else than we can trying to build stuff. It's just driving prices down so low that it's not hardly worth having. It isn't worth having some of the stuff for what they're buying it for.
Yeah, exactly. And it's crazy. It's. Do you ever think you'll like recover, or it's going to take a couple of years?
Well, things turn on and off pretty fast. But it's out of our hands. We have no choice, but we hope that it recovers. But we've seen four or five of our...
Hi, good morning. Is that Derek in today?
It's up right now. I mean, there's...
Damn.
You know?
Yeah. I know. That's crazy.
But,
yeah. All right.
Call us in a year or two, but honestly speaking, we ain't spending nothing. We're going to have a long run of very high profitable stuff.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And yeah, I mean, that's crazy. I'm sorry to hear that. What do you guys usually do in these slow times? Like, how do you get by?
Well, we try and do some maintenance. You know, there's nothing we can do about it. Before you can deal with this cold a little cheaper and get some out. And it's not like that right now.
Yeah.
They're pushing back programs. They're not buying it, but... You got to be very careful and not get a shop full of inexpensive.
2347. I'm sorry.
$12 left.
Yeah.
I'm just doing a follow up on some financing.
No kidding.
Are you financing a lot of people around the country? I don't know.
Yeah. No. We do have a lot of. People that are wanting to bring stuff on, but also it's mostly because companies like I know machine shops they have like a net 30 or, one guy had like 180 days waiting to get paid out for his job. So he needed working capital is definitely an option. Cause we free up 10 to 15% of it, of your gross annual sales. So he was using that, to get by that slow time. Cause he had the money coming, through that payout, but.
I don't know what the problem is with that. You know, who's making any money? You.
Yeah. No, exactly, and that's why it's only a tool, you know, for the business if it makes sense, like their return. They're going to make money off of it, right? You know, and majority of them, I mean, they're business owners. They know what they're doing. But, yeah, it is. I mean, it's not the cheapest type of programs, but it's definitely an option, though.
Well, sometimes you have to do that, but we've been fortunate. So, seriously speaking, we're going to be dormant for a year or two. So, we appreciate
okay.
it. Or maybe we'll check in. I think you sent me some information a few months ago. File, but it's really, we're not going to do nothing. Even if we start booming tomorrow, it's just too friggin' risky. We got to get something built up like everybody else.
Yeah, exactly. No, and I understand that. I just, you know, want to introduce myself, see if you did have anything coming up, and see if we'd be a good fit for you.
Accepted it as far as we went.
Yeah, you pre-accepted it. I'll remember that.
We qualified your company as pre-accepted.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, perfect. Well, Bruce, for some reason, I didn't have it. Do you have an email I can send you that? I know he sent you something, but for some reason, I don't have it. Okay, prototoolsco.com?
Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty.
Thanks for checking in, and good luck to you.
Yeah, you too. Thank you, and I hope you take care over there.
Sure, bye now.
Bye.